Nolte, Dems freak is Obamacare premium set to spike by 53%. By John Nolte on June 2, 2022. Democrats are in total control of the federal government and about 13 million Obamacare recipients are about to receive notice of a 53% premium price increase. The only thing that will stop reality from hitting these 13 million is if Congress acts to extend the subsidies, which will cost the American taxpayer $70 billion over 3 years. Hey, remember when Obama and his media fact-checkers told us Obamacare would decrease the deficit? Good times, good times. The premium increases would be substantial if Congress does not act, with an average rise of around 53%, affecting roughly 13 million people, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. Middle-class people making more than 400% of the federal poverty line would be especially hard hit, given that they would go back to not being eligible for any financial assistance and have to pay the full cost of their premiums. Right before the election, people would get notices of big premium increases, and that will certainly not reflect well on Democrats, said Larry Levitt, a health policy expert at the Kaiser Family Foundation. You see, this is what happens when you do business with the government. You are constantly a victim of the whims of an unaccountable bureaucracy and mercenary politicians. These Obamacare recipients are trapped. They have no place to go. No competition to turn to. And no upstart will come along to try and make everything work better and cheaper. You can't compete with a rigged system as powerful as the federal government. Look at the movie Joker. What turned the Joker into Joker was losing his government-subsidized mental health care. His whole life went to shit because the government made him dependent and then pulled the rug out from under him. Look at all the veterans who died because they could only use the Veterans Administration. It is utterly idiotic to give the government total say over something as vital as healthcare. There's no competition, which means you are totally reliant on a single entity, which makes you extremely vulnerable and removes all the control and power a free market offers, a free market where you can always do business with the other guy down the road. So what's holding up this $70 billion subsidy from being passed? The same old BS. Right now, it's part of a much bigger package. In other words, it's attached to an expensive piece of emotional blackmail that has nothing to do with lowering premiums. The hope is that a clean bill can be proposed and passed, but they are running out of time. August is the deadline, and even then, waiting to the last minute to extend the subsidies would pose operational difficulties. For the Affordable Care Act, marketplaces need time to set up their systems before the enrollment period. Ha 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 ha, they're still calling it the Affordable Care Act. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.